Elsewhere, a mass hunger strike in Saudi jails. Dozens of political prisoners in Saudi Arabia are abstaining from food in protest at their detentions without charge. Activists say that more than 70 inmates have joined the protest action to also raise the alarm on inhumane prison conditions. They're hoping to capture international attention to what they call the gross violation of human rights in Saudi prisons. According to rights groups, some 30,000 people are being held in the Arab Kingdom's overcrowded prisons for political reasons. Many of them are being held without trial. Their families have held several public gatherings in major cities, including Riyadh, Makkah, Medina, and Bureida. But so far, the protests have failed to bear any fruit. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. George Labaki, who is a professor at Notre Dame University, who is joining us live now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. How do you react to this news of the hunger strike in Saudi jails? Will this finally get some attention to this large number of political prisoners in the kingdom?
I believe that the human rights situation in Saudi Arabia is really very lousy and very pitiful. And unfortunately, there has been a kind of conspiracy, silence conspiracy, to really ban drawing enough attention to the human rights conditions in that country. So I believe that this is the beginning of a long trend, of a long fight that will have really to continue in order to assert people's right of self-expression and also to ban discrimination and finally to respect private freedoms.
Professor, can any of this happen, though, without the United States coming on side? Because obviously, as we know, the Saudis are allied with the Americans.
Well, definitely, again, this is the kind of conspiracy made up of interest. As you know, international law or international relations are conditioned by two factors, law and interests. So on the side of law, the UN Charter is very clear. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is very clear. But unfortunately, facing that, we have real interests. But again, everything should have a start. And I strongly believe that what is called the Arab Spring, or this movement of change in the Middle East, will reach finally all the Middle East. And when people see in the Middle East, per se, elections in Iran, people free to express themselves, voting freely, I am sure that they will start claiming to have such basic human rights.
So then what do you foresee happening in Saudi Arabia then, Professor? Will it be a handover to the younger generation of the Saudi royals, or do you see a complete change in the system?
I think, very frankly, currently the policy of the current government has been to buy people's support through a welfare policy, and also through a very strict interpretation of religion. But history shows that concerning buying people support through a generous welfare policy cannot really keep people under control. I give a very quick example about the French Revolution. The rise of the middle class in France in the 18th century, as the bourgeoisie in other words, has led to demands for more democracy. And this was a major reason for the French Revolution and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So I believe it's the beginning of a trend of change that might take a long time, but it's really the beginning already has started.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now, but we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Labaki speaking to us live from Beirut.